Garth Brooks. It's the most wonderful time of the year at 621 on 100.7 WITL, today's best country, Banana Don and Stephanie McCoy.
It was almost like you were hollering at him.
I would never holler at Mr. Garth Brooks. Oh, and by the way, look who's on the phone with us.
Hey.
Oh, Garth Brooks.
Morning. Good morning.
How are you?
It's the most. Oh, it's fantastic. Good morning.
Well, it's good to have you on the show. Thank you for calling in bright and early this morning.
Yeah, that's me, bright and early. That's what they call me.
Yeah, right.
Trust me, if I'm up this early, we were usually loading everybody up to go to a soccer tournament somewhere.
Oh, yeah, Yeah, we were just saying off the air, we'd tell them the last time we talked to Trish Yearwood down the Daytona 500, we said, what's Garth doing these days? She goes, he's hauling kids around to soccer practice. And we said, he is not doing that. And apparently, that's what he was actually doing that day.
So. Oh, trust me, man. You know, every parent takes their turn in charge of snacks.
Oh, yeah.
But mine, because all the parents would bring the vitamin drinks and the oranges and stuff, I'd bring the Dr. Peppers and the Oreos, you know, the mega stuff.
There you go.
Right.
Like,
good for you.
Sugar in these kids and let them run.
Yeah. And here's the thing. You never wanted to miss a game because you always had that parent guilt if you weren't there, because you would be afraid that you'd miss the big one, that would be the one that they'd score the winning goal in and all that stuff. So you wanted to be there. So that's why you haven't we haven't seen you in a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the truth is, man, I wanted to be there for me. And I can't thank you guys enough. You know, the two greatest gifts you've given me, it was the 90s and then the decade to follow, where you just let me go home and watch my babies grow up. And that's been the best decade of my life.
Wow. Well, you earned it.
I was thinking of this last night. The new phrase for you is, when the kids are away, dad's going to play.
There you go.
You like it? Do you like that one?
Amen, sister. I like that. That might be a bumper sticker.
There you go. So let's talk, Mr. Brooks. So now you did a little stint in Vegas, and apparently you had fun doing that. So now you're going to go on this world tour next year, right?
Yeah, I'm excited.
Now, let me ask you this. Are there any plans to come to East Lansing or Lansing, Michigan, where we are, come back to the Breslin Center? Because we would love to see you here.
I got to tell you, man, the Breslin Center has been the home of a lot of Garth stuff and been some great memories there. We have no cities yet. I kind of jumped the gun. I wasn't supposed to make the announcement yet. It just came out. and so they're trying to put all that in. The only thing we know for sure is we got a baby still in high school. She's a senior, so we got another semester, and then a girl's senior summer should be her best summer ever. So we'll get her off to college and then fire the machine up. And so we're looking at the fall of 2014.
All right.
The only thing we know for sure.
Okay. All right. Well, let's go down memory lane for a second. Let's talk about that show in East Lansing, because we had some listeners ask some questions regarding that. Amy says, because this was April 1996. Let's all go back to 96.
Oh, yeah.
Amy says, do you remember when Governor Engler gave you a hat with antennas on it after the entire phone system in East Lansing went down when tickets went on sale for your show at the Breslin? Do you remember that?
Yes, of course. That was back in the days of wristbands and waiting in line, and then there was phones were like the our answer for internet today was.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And we got another one kind of on the same lines. Tara says, you have said to Jay Leno in the past that playing at the Breslin Center was the wildest night of your life. Does this mean you're coming back to the Breslin? And Trisha Yearwood is coming to the Wharton Center here in East Lansing on February 27th. Will you be tagging along for that show? We've got many, many questions.
Your response to that question.
Oh, well, let's start with Miss Yearwood. I didn't know she was going to be gone. She's not allowed out of the house, especially with her shoes. I don't know. All I can tell you is the people at the Wharton Center are going to be the luckiest people on the planet that night. To be in the room with that same woman, kills me. I just love her. So congratulations to you guys. I don't think I'll be with her because somebody's got to do the laundry and the dishes at the house.
Yeah.
That's me.
Yeah.
But as far as coming back to Lansing, we have no cities yet, but I got to tell you, when you have memories like that, those are the places you want to get back to.
Well, why do you think that it was the wildest night of your life at the Breslin Center? What made that one so special to you?
You know what? We always have fun there, but what I remember for those days is you guys had just won a national championship and you'd brought the court back. The guys let us all play basketball with them. And so it was a real family thing from the get-go. So when you rolled into the night, it just keeps going. And those days start happening. You see them coming. My mom was there. This was a great time. She was healthy. She wasn't battling cancer. I think it was just all the stars lined up. And those, when you go back to those places, you relive those moments.
Well, you never know. Coach Izzo might let you do that again, and we might be able to get you a Rose Bowl sweatshirt or something this time.
Yeah, if we win the Rose Bowl.
Yeah.
Hey, congratulations to your boy.
Thank you.
And Misty does ask, why do you call your wife Miss Yearwood when talking about her? Misty thinks it's absolutely adorable when you do that.
Misty, it's the most asked question, and what people don't realize is me and Miss Yearwood have known each other for 27 years now. So until 2001, 2002, when we started dating, I always knew her as Miss Yearwood because she was someone else's wife. I was someone else's husband. And so always Miss Yearwood was how we addressed it. So now getting out of that habit's tough because I still introduce her today as Miss Yearwood. And the first thing out of her mouth is, Tricia, please.
And one final one we got, one kind of a fun one. Catherine wanted to know, have you ever rode a bull? And if so, what was he ranked?
That's a great question.
No and no.
Okay.
Hell no.
Okay.
I played every rodeo you can imagine.
Yeah.
From South Texas to North Canada, but I'm never stupid enough to get on one of those.
You got the land there. You could build yourself a whole little arena and everything.
Yeah, I could. I'd kill myself. Those guys are nuts. And what's weird is all of them are, the greatest bull riders, you look at them, they're all 4 foot tall. It's like, guys just get after it. And no, I'm not that much of a man on that one. I'll stay off and sing about it.
All right. So we'll take
fair
that.
Enough.
Well, we're looking forward to that call, the return call back from you saying, hey, guess what, guys? I'm coming to East Lansing. So we'll be waiting for that, okay?
Yes, and thank you for this call here. Merry Christmas to you and yours.
Merry Christmas. All
thank
right.
You.
Garth, appreciate you calling.
Yay!
Thanks a lot.
See you guys.
All right, we'll see you later.
Bye-bye.
There he is, Garth Brooks. Wow.
All right, that's it. Show's over. We're going home.
Yeah, done. Can't improve on that.